KVNO is celebrating 50 years on the air, and we're throwing a big celebration at the Holland Center on October 21st, just before the Omaha Symphony's Masterwork Concert that evening. KVNO commissioned a work for our anniversary, Burko's Journey, from American composer Stacy Garup, who focused on the angle that Omaha was shaped by immigrants.
Funny story behind this is that I think we had this meeting in like October or November of 2021. And in September of 2021, that's when I was home with my sister and mother, and they were going through an old filing cabinet that had literally not been opened in probably 40 years. And my mother came in and said, "Your sister just found this." And she handed me a whole file folder of documents about my great grandfather and how he got from Ekaterinoslav in what is considered modern day Ukraine, but was Russia at the time, over to Omaha, Nebraska. And I had been wondering for literally my whole life, where's the Garup side of the family from? And lo and behold, all the answers were in that filing cabinet. And wouldn't it be a fantastic story to share my own family's journey?
Burko left Russia under duress, eventually making his way to Omaha.
Burko Gorupsov was born in 1877 in Ekaterinoslav, Ukraine, which was Russia in that time period. He emigrated with his brother's wife to New York City in 1904. So it was very interesting to put the pieces of history together and realize, his brother's wife was with him, and they were going to meet his brother in America. So he emigrated in 1904, and somewhere in the next year and a half, he got from Clinton, Illinois to Omaha, Nebraska, and he met my great-grandmother, Anna, and they got married and had three kids.
Stacy will share the full story at our anniversary celebration on October 21st.
So I've been thinking a lot about this, and what I'm going to present is the research I undertook to compose Burko's Journey. The piece is called A Journey because he and the piece start in Ekaterinoslav and they end in Omaha. What did it look like? What did it feel like to live in that century, in that time, and be trying to make that trip? And I also integrated into each movement of the piece a Yiddish, a Jewish, or a klezmer song. And we're also going to hear the snippets of the music from the quotations that I use in the piece.
In addition to Stacy, Otis 12 will MC, and many KVNO hosts will be at our anniversary celebration on the 21st. The Omaha Symphony will premiere Burko's Journey during their Masterworks concert that same night. Tickets are available for our event at kvno.org through October 14th. And you can also see a longer video version of this interview on our website. For KVNO's Arts Today, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.
Sherry, thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you and the audiences. Everybody, come and experience this with us, this journey with us.